always ahead of our expectations. And you see that there is a wide gap. There is a wide gap between our expectation and the actual reality. Like, you know, when you see a very, very attractive poster of a movie, you know, they make these posters very attractive, and the titles also they give, you know, like very, very kind of catchy titles they give. So when you hear, read and see, immediately you expect that then it will be definitely a nice movie. And then when you come out on a theater, why same story, flop movie, you know. So our great expectations met with the crude reality. So we try to look for a job and we have great expectations. So, you know, they also write salary expected. There was one person who was filling out his, you know, job application, and, you know, it said salary expected, and he couldn't figure out, what do you mean? He said, yes. Salary expected, yes. Otherwise, you know, if we were asked that, how much do you expect the salary? 1-2 lakh chalega. So our expectations are like, you know, so much. Like Srila Prabhupada used to tell this one story, that in one village, one time one circus arrived, and it was the 5 paisa circus. In 5 paisa, you can see this circus. Only 5 paisa circus. So it was advertised all over, 5 paisa circus, beginning from tomorrow, 5 paisa circus. So the entire village was totally enlivened and ready, 5 paisa circus. So the entire village, they were very eager to see this 5 paisa circus. But the condition was that only one villager can go and see it. At a time, only one villager. So the audience would be only one. And everyone thought, wow, that's even more great. You know, it will be such a personal show. Just one against the entire circus. So everyone lined up, and the zamindar, the main mukhya of the village, he said, I should be the first one, the first villager. So I should be the first one to go. So everyone lined up. There was a huge tent. You know, they erected a huge tent and making it more suspenseful. So everyone lined up, and the main mukhya, he was the first, and he was ready with his 5 paisa. And then his 5 paisa, he got the ticket, and then he said, okay, you can go in. And he goes in. It's all empty. The tent is empty, nothing. He says, hey, circus, where is the circus? And he's shouting, you're not ready yet? Circus, hey, anyone over here? And then a big, huge, muscular built hulk comes from ahead. And you know, he's flexing his muscles and he's coming. And the mukhya, circus, any circus? Circus. See, you want to see circus? Come close, I'll show you circus. You are going to show me circus? Come close, I'll show you circus. 5 paisa circus you want to see? And he started beating him black and blue. Circus dekha, 5 paise mein circus dekha. And he was beating him like anything for half an hour. He said, take my 5 paisa, don't leave me, don't beat me like this. You know? And after beating him for half an hour, I said, out. You saw 5 paisa circus? Out now. So now he was totally, you know, battered from all over. And then as he was about to step out of that tent, he overheard the line. You know, everyone is just anticipating, our mukhya is coming out, he will tell us how was the circus. My God, if they come to know that I was beaten up like anything, they'll make fun of me. So he just, you know, braced himself, came out and perfect, you know, nothing like this. So the second one, you know, he's like ready now, you know, now our mukhya, you know, he's certifying it. So then the second one enters and he's also, what happened? All of a sudden they wound up so soon. And then this guy comes and, circus, 5 paise, baatne bhi dekha, 5 paise ka circus. And started beating him again, black and blue. He said, mukhya ko dikha, mere ko maarte kyun, mukhya ko dikha. Haan, mukhya ko jyada dikhayenge na aapko. Aapko thoda jyada dikhayenge. He came out and he told to everyone, are, they showed me something which they didn't even show to that mukhya. And like that, every single villager went in, got beaten up, and everyone was telling, the great circus. 5 paisa ka great circus. And everyone was asking after in the village, kaisa circus? Bahut acha. Acha laga na? Haan, bahut acha. Lekin tum thoda kapde kharab ho gaye. Haan, are kya? Unhone mere ko participate karaya andar. I was participating in the circus. So this is the situation of the world. Everyone gets beaten up. But nobody is telling anyone else that I got beaten up. Everyone is telling, bahut acha. Kaisa tha 31st ka party kaisa tha? Bahut acha tha. Paisa kitna kharcha? Are, uska chinta hota hai. Maja aaya bahut. So people, they have great expectations, like, you know, these people who are having such great expectations of the 5 paisa circus, but the crude reality was something so different. You know, somebody was telling me that I got married to a nice rasgulla, which turned into a karela now. You know, the Times of India, they had this, they had the matrimonials, you know, they had advertised that, in our case, marriages are made in heaven. And then, you know, somebody had written a caption under it, and the days after marriages are written in hell. So, a wide gap between these two creates stress. We see then a stressful situation, a wide gap in that. And therefore, sometimes you look at this perfect traffic jam. Sometimes our mind and our life becomes like a perfect traffic jam. Looks very beautiful. Every car is just, you know, lined up in alignment. But, so our life looks, you know, very sophisticated. It's like, from the aerial view when you see, it's like a good looking traffic jam. But when you are in that traffic jam, it's the most miserable. So therefore, we have to understand that we should not get addicted to what? Shortcuts. That let me have a rough copy of myself so that, you know, I can put it all wherever I want, you know, so that my boss will not trouble me, my boss at home, my boss in office, whoever will not trouble me for whatever I want. And therefore, we should not wait till this hour in order to come out of our stressful situation. Just like you see that guy, his hand is, everything is already gone inside the shark's mouth, but still is trying to SMS. And you can read what is there. Help. You think it's quite early? And over here, somebody who is almost just on the brink. So we don't have to wait till this hour of our life in order to get off of this. But what happens is that the kind of treatment which we give to the problems of our life is something like this. It's like, you know, a person who is having a boil on his hand. A person who is having a boil on his hand and he goes to a doctor. He goes to the doctor that the boil is troubling me. And the doctor, you know, he comes closer to the boil and blows on it. You know, फूक मारता है, ब्लोज ऑन इट, सो यू फील वेरी गुड यू नो व्हेन यू ब्लो ऑन अ बॉयल. सो द डॉक्टर कैसा लगा, मारते रहो फूक. सो व्हेन अ पर्सन इज सफरिंग विद अ बॉयल, व्हेन यू ब्लो ऑन इट, इट फील्स गुड बट फॉर हाउ लॉन्ग. सो द काइंड ऑफ स्टॉप गैप मेजर्स विच वी आर टेकिंग फॉर दीज प्रॉब्लम्स इज लाइक दिस, इज लाइक ब्लोइंग ऑन अ बॉयल. और समरी हु गोज अहेड एंड सेज, तुम्हारे यहां पे बॉयल है ना, हाथ पे, हाथ पे बॉयल है ना, काट दो ना इसको यहां से, न रहेगा हाथ ना आएगा बॉयल. सो समटाइम्स व्हेन यू ट्राई टू लुक फॉर सम सोल्यूशन, दीज काइंड ऑफ सोल्यूशन आर गिवन. बट अवर हियर व्हाट यू सी दैट अनलेस यू प्यूरिफाई द ब्लड, द प्रॉब्लम लाइज इन इम्प्योर ब्लड. द बॉयल इज occurring and reoccurring because of impure blood. So when the blood is purified, then you can get rid of this particular problem. So the root cause of the problem is not yet detected. Therefore, people are not able to, you know, go ahead with the prescription and with the line of treatment also then. So therefore, there we see that all of us, we have this animalistic approach also towards our life. This is called the instinctive behavior. The animal behavior is what? Instinctive. You know, sometimes you see a dog, you show some bread to the dog and the dog starts, you know, wagging its tail and comes running. And then you hit that dog, instead of giving the bread, you hit that dog, the dog will, you know, shout and run away. And after 5 minutes, again you show the bread, again it will come. Because it has such short span memory that the dog forgets that yehi aadmi ne mereko lakdi mara tha abhi. Ye wapas mereko bread dikha raha, wapas mereko lakdi marega. So the dog forgets and again he just lives on instincts. He just focuses on the bread and lives on the instincts. So what happens is many times in our human life also, we live on instincts. Like animals. We forget that because of the same activity which I have done, I was suffering. I suffered, I was battered so much. Again, we go into the same activity. That I was admitted into the hospital because of my smoking, because of my drinking. And then, when they come out, again they revert back to the same activities. So therefore, we live a life of action, reaction, action, reaction. We can break down our conditioning. We condition our mind and our body for certain bad habits and then we get the reaction for those actions and we see that this is what is life all made up of. But then we have to understand that we have to go beyond just this action and reaction. So I guess some of you might be shouting like this, enough of all that. Now tell me what should I do? You know? You have shown the problem in such a graphic way that I have become more stressed out. Maybe I didn't have the problem so much before coming to this particular session. So yes, definitely we will go now into trying to understand. Herein, first of all, now we will begin the solution part. So please be awake. Now we will begin the solution part. In the solution part, we will understand the mechanism of the mind first. This is how our system works. You know, if our system is diagrammed like this, so the diagram of our system, human psychological system works like this. So we have the gross senses, we talked about them. These 5 senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, skin. And these 5 senses, first they are governed by the mind. And what is the mind? It is a composite of unlimited desires and sankalpa vikalpa. And mind is like, you know, is just like a DVD player. Whatever CD you put in that DVD player, the DVD player will play. So mind is like that. It's more or less kind of blind. But then it's the intelligence which makes the decision, and it discriminates, and there is then the power of determination, which the mind sometimes it borrows from the intelligence. So herein, what we see is, we have step zero, the senses. The senses are governed by step one, the mind, and step three is the intelligence, which governs the mind. So intelligence governs the mind, mind governs the senses. So herein, when we see this mechanism, so the question comes is that we have the so herein, you want to write down? It's basically what we are trying to make you all understand is that it is essentially these three factors which we live our life with. Our body is made up of senses, and these senses which are gross in nature, you can see, perceive. But these senses, they do not have in and itself per se any say over us, unless the mind governs these senses. And of course, the intelligence is above both of them. Should I go ahead? So herein, it is the mind versus the intelligence. Now, we boil down to, forget about the senses. The senses are like dead matter. You know, just like, a bulb without any power supply. So, it's the instrument is there, but if there is no power supply, what is the use? So, our senses are like that. They cannot move and function unless the mind and intelligence directs them. So, either it's our intelligence which directs our senses, or it's not the intelligence, it's the mind. So, what is the function of the mind? Feeling. That is the function of the mind. The mind feels that I feel good when I eat this. I feel good when I see that. I feel good when I smell, when I hear, when I touch. So the feelings which one gets, and therefore we see that when people are into just gratifying the mind, they are carried away just by the feelings. And therefore, all these media programs, what are they called in Hindi? Manoranjan. Manoranjan karyakram. Ranjan means pleasure. Mana means mind. So everything is simply Manoranjan karyakram. Just giving some titillations, some superficial gratification to the mind. So that is the function of the mind. Feeling, feeling, feeling. But as far as the intelligence, what is the function of the intelligence? Discrimination. That is the function of the intelligence. The intelligence discriminates. It discriminates between right and wrong. And mind discriminates between what? Pleasure and pain. Wherever there is pleasure, keep going, keep going, keep going. Wherever there is pleasure, keep seeing. Wherever there is pleasure, keep eating. Wherever there is pleasure, keep hearing. But the intelligence, it is very cut and dry. It simply discriminates. And we will see some case studies in which in our day-to-day life, how we are confronted a dialogue between mind and intelligence. Many times, we cannot discern that it is my mind which is dictating me or it is my intelligence which is warning me. Many times it happens, mind dictates, intelligence wants. And we give into the mind many times. So whenever we give into the mind, rejecting the warnings of the intelligence, we fall in trouble. That is where the stress lies. Our stress lies when we give into the mind's dictates and we reject the warnings of the intelligence. So herein, beginning with some mental dialogues. Say, for example, a singing competition. You have to participate in a singing competition. Now let's see how the mind and intelligence, they have a dialogue in themselves. So the mind feels, as we said, intelligence judges. So the mind, which feels, says, I am scared, I don't think I can sin. The mind is saying, it's feeling like this. Intelligence judges and says, if you can sing well in the bathroom, you can do it here too. So, herein what you find is that the intelligence presents things in a scientific and logical way. Whereas mind, it doesn't care for any logic or reasoning. And then further the mind feels, what if I make a fool of myself? Again, this is challenging his feelings. If I make a fool of myself, you know, I won't feel good. But the intelligence says, come on, try your best and leave rest to God. So herein, just a simplistic example of how this dialogue begins when we are in this situation. Now, let's have case study. We have case study one. And what we can do is, now this first case study, this group, you have to play the role of mind. So imagine you are the mind and you are the intelligence. So you understood how the mind functions, feels. And intelligence, you understood? It discriminates, judges, all that, reasoning, you know, all those things. So we have case study one, and you will have to give your arguments. Mind is giving the arguments, the case study which will come in front of you, and the intelligence has to refute the mind. Case study one. Boss calls you to office on your weekly off day when you have planned out a family outing. It also happens to be the time of your yearly assessment. Is it clear? You all can read out? Okay. So now, boss is calling you to office on your weekly off day. It's your weekly off, but still the boss has called you. And that same day you have planned out your family outing, and also it is very close to your yearly assessment. So now, within you, the mind and the intelligence, they sit face to face and they have a dialogue. So mind, how will you convince the intelligence? Which means, the mind has to go ahead with the feeling. Feeling means you don't feel very good about your boss. You feel like enjoying. So now, what are the arguments the mind will present? No. You are not playing the role of the mind. The mind simply feels. It doesn't care about the consequences. It only cares about the immediate gratification. Okay, we'll begin with the mind. So, any bona fide mind over here? It is disgusting and we cannot spoil our plans of outing. Just for the work. No. Like, I would add to this. That, why are you working after all? Come on, you are working for all the recreation, you know. Sab maja masti ke liye to kaam kar raha hai. Aur wo hi nahi karega, to phir phaltu pe kaam karne ka kaam, jo kaam jo kar raha hai, uska fayda kya? I'm adding on to this. Okay, so, intelligence, what do you have to say? Work is worship. Okay, but I'm not over here for worshipping, you know. You, work is worship, but you can't just sit and keep worshipping all day long. I'm talking about feeling good, enjoying life. You have to speak. No. Let him see. Yeah, anyone from here? The intelligence is saying that outing to kabhi bhi kar sakte hain. Paisa to abhi milega na. Enough running behind the money. Okay, a very simple argument. Mind is quite weak over here. You have to be really powerful. Yeah. What if you go for the outing? Well, that's it. If you go for the outing, it will affect your career. So, in order to save my career, I should not go for the outing. Oh, not now. I'll postpone it. So the intelligence is not giving unrealistic proposal. The intelligence is giving a realistic proposal. Go for the outing, but not now. But the mind wants to go now. What argument you will say? No, I want to know some arguments, solid arguments. Wow, it's an intelligent mind. That's a good one. Let's take the boss for outing. Wow. Now, a challenge for the intelligence. Yes. What do you have to say? No. Intelligence means you have to cancel the outing. You are supposed to cancel the outing. You have to be harsh. You can't be, you know, a very relaxed person. Yeah.
Because of that feeling, you will also thinking that both are also into our same consequences.
What's the meaning? He's
assassinated.
He'll be assassinated.
Boss and family is family. No coming off together.
No coming off together. Oh my gosh. It's too heavy.
Why not make even the boss family with us and enjoy together? Now, I'm a nice person, his wife, like boss can have any other assessment, some of them have.
There are so many other persons who will work as a family now.
In place of the person, there can be so many others. But what do you want to do with that increment? What do you do with that increment? You go for outing. Right now the outing is here. What kind of better enjoyment? See, next year, again your yearly assessment, always it is going on. Year by year the yearly assessment will keep coming. And your weekly off, always you will be called by your boss, and every year the company is having more turnover, more production, so more engagement of yours the boss will be requiring. So in that case, you know, this postponement, procrastination of that will never come.
Then ultimately, boss gaya kadde mein chalo ghumne
ka. Okay, so here is the intelligence has given us, the mind wins. No, you are supposed to be the mind. Okay, so here we have some dalbadalus. Okay, so I'm just trying to make, don't be tooth and nail with each other. I'm just wanting to make you understand that certain, this just one case study we took, that how our mind and intelligence, it just tricks us. More than the intelligence, the mind. The mind tricks us. Let's take another case study. And this is another interesting one. Your colleague has just bought an extremely costly and flashy mobile. You have just the right amount of money from your Diwali bonus to buy that model mobile. You have the right amount of money with you right now. but you have already had decent looking mobile. Now you are the intelligence and you are the mind. So we begin with the mind. Okay, replacement offer, huh? Exchange offer. Hai kya lekin exchange offer hota hai? Acha acha. So here. Okay. We have sufficient fund. Let's go one by one. Let's take this first argument. So what the intelligence? Sorry, you are the intelligence now. What the intelligence will have to say? Come on, now this is easy. Ah, why you require a flashy one? Status symbol. So, you know, the mind is concerned about the status symbol. What do you have to say? Intelligence, come on. This is a good one. What is the mobile used for? Just to make calls. Which means more anxiety. More facilities, more anxiety, more maintenance. And if you lose that, more anxiety. I am siding you. So? Earning for a flashy mobile? Okay. So I am earning for enjoyment, intelligence. That's what?
We are not earning more to make it happy.
Here there is another twist. That this person, he got instigated because the colleague had this. Okay, so finally again, what we draw on conclusion this is herein we can again see that how the mind plays the tricks. In fact, we just took few arguments from the mind side and from the intelligence side. Can you imagine just two situations? Can you imagine the situations which keep coming on and on and on? At this point of time, we have a wonderful drama skit based on this theme. And I would like all of you to focus on this particular skit, and you might find that this skit might be hilarious, might be having some humor, a lot of humor or comedy in it. But before you go into the comedy side and the humor and all that, I would like you to put yourself in that situation. I would like you to put yourself in the situation of the person we'll be showing, a working guy, how different situations he's confronting in his life, and mind and intelligence, the intelligence wants, mind dictates. So, rather than being just a spectator, I would like you to be the participant in this drama. And all of you individually in your mind, you can put yourself in the shoes of the main person who will be in this drama. You can just tell this. We should be ready. You will see that when you have to put yourself in the shoes of the main person of this drama, you will see that how in my life also, not just every day but every moment, my mind and my intelligence, how they keep speaking to me, and what are the times when I give in to the mind, what are the times when I obey the intelligence. So please sit back and enjoy this nice skit and drama, and mind that we have to put ourselves in the shoes of this drama and be a participant more than just a spectator. And then we'll resume back because I guess post-lunch sessions should have more eye-openers like this. Okay. So, are you ready? The drama team? Okay. So somebody can come and just make some place here.
याद आ रहा है मेरे कपड़े उसको उसके अनुसार है। अभी 15 साल हो गए मैं इसी कंपनी में काम कर रहा हूँ, एक बार भी काम में बंक नहीं किया।
ओए, ये तो बहुत देर हो रहा है, ऑफिस के लिए जाना पड़ेगा।
नहीं यार, अभी जाना पड़ेगा।
मेरी मारुति 800 तो पंचर हो गई यार, हफ्ते में तीसरी बार हो रही है। नहीं, सपने में दिखा उसको, नहीं छोड़ा है।
स्कोडा से जाओ, और स्कोडा में बैठ के ड्राइविंग ही करूंगा मैं, ड्राइवर रखूंगा और बाहर के मजे लूंगा, गार्डन, अच्छी अच्छी बिल्डिंग्स, और क्या बोलू, साड़ी में पंजाबी में देखने का मजा आता है बाहर। शर्मा ले पड़ा है, रिक्शा करो जल्दी निकल, बाहर बैठेगा। अरे यार नहीं नहीं भाई, जाना पड़ेगा, ऑटो पकड़ता हूँ। ऑटो, अरे ऑटो, अरे ऑटो वाले भी नहीं है यार, यहाँ पे धंधे की जरूरत नहीं है लोग। अभी शॉर्टकट मार पता है, इधर से आ रहा है भाई, मुझे भाई बोल रहा है, इतने बड़े ऑफिसर हूँ और तेरे को बोला बीच में, नहीं जा तू जा, हम दूसरा ऑटो पकड़ लेंगे, तमीज नहीं बात करने की। ऑटो, अरे जल्दी आओ यार, अब तो गया हो, दस दिन हो, छोड़ेगा नहीं अभी, घर में बैठा और ऊपर हजार के पास बीच में पिछड़े आप बोला, ये अच्छा रिक्शा वाला है भाई, एबीसी कंपनी है ना, वहां पे चलो, 2 किलोमीटर पे है, जल्दी चलो जरा, हाँ चलो यार जल्दी चलो। क्या हुआ, ट्रैफिक जाम है तो क्या हुआ, वो थोड़ा सा कोने से लो ना यार दबा के, ये दिख रहा है ना लेन, थोड़ा सा जगह है ना, अरे कमान कितना हुआ तेरा, पैसा ले ले भाई, ये ले, अरे क्या बदतमीज हो गया आजकल के, चलो पैदल जाना पड़ेगा, अरे मैं इतना बड़ा ऑफिसर, अरे वो बॉस नहीं छोड़ेगा, बहुत बहुत देर हो गई है, जल्दी चलना है, कैसे क्या बोलेगा पता नहीं अभी, अरे बाबा, अरे अरे यार ऑफिस में नहीं जाना है मुझे, ₹10 दे दूं, कितना जल्दी बोल, ₹10 दे दूं, अठनी ये ले,
अबे साले तू तो मेरे से भी कंगाल है, 20 साल से ये धंधा कर रहे हो, अब तक किसी ने आके,
ए तू भिखारी है, ये पकड़ एक कान से लग रहा दूसरे से लग रहा हो जाएगा, यहाँ पर दिखना नहीं चाहिए तू, कौन है वो पता, चल निकल यहाँ से, निकल, कहाँ कहाँ से आ जाते हैं, क्या लोग आजकल के, क्या रिक्शा वाले, क्या भिखारी, क्या कॉमन मैन को तो इज्जत ही नहीं रही है, अरे बाप रे, बहुत कुछ देर हो गई, बहुत क्या बोलेगा, मैं कमीन सर, वो मैं कमीन सर, हेड़े कमी सर, सेंट पुरुषोत्तम, सॉरी सर, वो क्या हुआ कि थोड़ा जागरण हुआ कल, यू नो सर आई हैव 2 डॉटर्स, बोथ आर गर्ल्स, तो उसमें से एक बीमार पड़ गई, और वो जरा वो आपने वो 4 फाइल्स दी थी ना, नहीं सर
वो गलती से मिस्टेक हो गया तो हो ही नहीं रहा, वो देर हो गई और ऊपर से वाइफ ने टाइम लिया और लेडी ड्राइवर का टिकट पार्टी होता है ना, मैं उनको छोड़ने गया था पर उन्होंने उधर ही रोक लिया था, बाहर पार्किंग में बैठा था। सॉरी सर, थैंक यू सर। आजकल के बॉस भी। और इस प्रकार से मिस्टर शर्मा जी का बहुत बुरा हाल होता है, अपने मन की सुनते हैं और पैर के कारण बहुत बॉस की डांट खाते हैं। अपने देखते हैं कैसे उनका जो मन है उनके अपने में एनवी भरता है, दूसरे के प्रति द्वेष भरता है और कैसे हमारे मिस्टर शर्मा उससे सफल होते हैं। अब बॉस तुमको मना कर आते हैं, अरे फिर से गलती से मिस्टेक हो गया यार, क्या करूं। एक मिनट, मुझे लगता है बॉस की बू आ रही है अभी जरा। सॉरी सर, वो फोर्थ फाइल हो रही है सर, आधे घंटे में दे देता हूँ।
Very good, sir. How are you doing?
I'm fine.
Sir, I have some wonderful news for you.
Yes, please speak up.
That Microsoft deal we were working on?
Oh, yes, I remember.
We got it, sir. We got it.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
That's great.
We had this wonderful meeting yesterday and everything went good. And he's ready to give us 5 crores as a signing amount.
Lovely, Mr. Dave.
Yes.
Very proud.
Yes. This Mr. Awasthi from Microsoft, he wants to have a word with you. So is it okay if I quickly dial? Hello? Yeah, Mr. Awasthi. Yes. This is Dave from ABC. My boss would like to speak to you. Just a minute. Yeah, please. It's a Nokia N71. It's for 30,000. I just got it.
Oh, that's great. Mr. Sharma, can I expect something like this from you? Let it be. First, you improve your English. Try? To work or to improve your English? You know how long has been working with us?
6 months?
6 months? And do you know where he has taken our company? Forget it.
Yes.
मराठी में बहुत लिया है, कहना मेरे को नाव पिखर डाला। नहीं तो क्या, मुझे बोलता है इंग्लिश स्पीकिंग कर सकता शर्मा, ये माइंड के चक्कर में तारा तुझे फंसाएगा। किस चीज में मत बोलो यार तू। अरे टेस्ट के मैं 50,000 का मारूंगा। ये बात सही गई, इंग्लिश बोलना, अच्छे अच्छे कपड़े पहनना और अच्छे अच्छे मूवीज पैलेस में बड़ा मौज करना, आजकल का सबसे बड़ी बात है। मैं कैसे हूँ यार,
इसने इसने मेरे को इशारा किया कैसे लो हाँ क्रेडिट क्रेडिट कार्ड से मिला तुम अरे शर्मा बेहान करो तो होम लोन कार लोन हाँ नहीं मैं ले लेता हूँ मैं वो पता से करके ले लेता हूँ मोबाइल देखता फिर वो भाजता करता है भाजता रहता है ना गाना गा रहा है मेरे मोबाइल पर और इस प्रकार से हमारे मिस्टर शर्मा दम से बहुत काम आता है एनवाइस हो जाते हैं और इंटेलिजेंस की बात बिल्कुल नहीं सुनते और 50,000 का ब्रांड न्यू मेट्रो बैटरी मोबाइल लेते हैं और देखते हैं किस प्रकार से वो सब लोगों को दिखा रहे हैं क्या मोबाइल किधर अरे मेरा मोबाइल यहीं पर रखा था इस टेबल पे अरे अरे 50,000 का ना यार अरे मोबाइल को मैं कहाँ कर दिया अरे मन तू हमने को मदद करना जब भटकना चाहिए तब नहीं भटकता है जब नहीं तब भटक रहा है अब क्या करूं नया ले ले अरे वो 50,000 में अब तो लिया था मैं मोबाइल यार अरे नहीं नहीं मैं तो बर्बाद हो गया यार ये तेरी सरकार ना हमेशा महंगा हो गया और उसी समय मुझसे बहुत महत्व आ जाते हैं अरे क्या करूं वो देव और वो बॉस के चक्कर में 50,000 का फटका एक तो सैलरी मेरे 13,000 की देखिए वैसे आप भाई में बात करो पहले क्या बताऊं अभी आपका मोबाइल है आपके पास आपका है नहीं कहीं पे तो थोड़ा हुआ नहीं है नहीं बात यह है क्या बताओ यार ये आप देखिए 9,000 लोग अभी अभी आते हैं काम पे हाई सैलरी पैकेज लेके ये मोबाइल क्यों लिया आपने 30,000 का ना मेरा यहाँ हुआ कि 50,000 का मोबाइल मेरा बहुत हो गया आपका देखिए क्रेडिट कार्ड पर उधार लेके मैंने लिया था लोन लेके नहीं वो शीशों का ये देखो ये ऐसा था इसमें कार्ड नहीं है वो मेरा 50,000 का लिया था अभी लिया था 2 दिन हुए वो बॉस को भी दिखाने वाला था मैं क्या करूं उससे तुम्हें काम लेना जाना नहीं है पहले बात तो बताओ मैं 40,000 में आपने पर्सनल बात नहीं करनी चाहिए मैंने फिर मेरा ससुर बहुत है और इस प्रकार साल मन के बहकाव में आके बिना सोचे समझे 50,000 का मन उठा लेते हैं और बाद में बहुत ज्यादा पसंद पड़ता है और वो देखता है कैसे मन उनके जीवन में ग्रेड बढ़ता है और उस ग्रेड के बाद से कैसे हमारे शर्मा जी और बढ़ते हैं शर्मा जी एक दिन खुश हो जाते थे और अब मन उनको बहुत बहुत बड़े बड़े सपने दिखा रहा है हाँ शर्मा
पाओ जितना हो सकता कम से कम बिना टायर का क्या बात है क्या बात है जूता और का और अब गुस्सा मत दिला वो किसके हाथ दिला रहा है बीच में और उसका जवाब में बात कर लेता अंदर का कोई देखता ही नहीं और बाद में इतना पैसा कमाऊंगा इतना पैसा कमाऊंगा खुद का एयरक्राफ्ट अपने हवा में अपना एयरक्राफ्ट सब पहले में रखूंगा साथ में दोनों तो बिल्कुल नहीं बराबर है तो हमें पता है पता है और उसी समय जब बम फंसा रहा था तो मिस्टर कपूर माता ने ब्रह्म स्टार कंपनी में क्या भाई तू कितना अच्छा है तो मेरा सच्चा दोस्त है कम से कम सपने तो दिखाता है उस सच यू आर माय बॉयफ्रेंड कब तक यही जिसा बेटा काम करते रहूंगा इसी पोस्ट पे क्या बोले हाँ एक मिनट आप हिंदी में बात करो आप दो मिनट बैठ लो हाँ मैंने मार्केट का सुना था मैंने आपके बारे में बैंक के बारे में और लड़के ड्राइवर आते हैं ना भाई क्या करे शर्मा तेरे पास पैसे के लिए तेरे पास वो ना वो कौन इंटेलिजेंस जरा सफल से काम ले अच्छा अमाउंट कितना डालना है 5 लाख मेरे पास तो 1 लाख है देगा बीमारी का बोलता हूँ ये बात है कमरिमल जरूर विपुल आपका नाम भी विपुल है मेरे को मारा मार कर दो और सब पानी निकाल दो मैं आपको अभी 1 लाख का चेक देता हूँ मेरे भाई में अभी पढ़ा ही है और मुझे 4 दिन देना वो 4 लाख उसमें मैं खड़े कर दूंगा थैंक यू सर ये लीजिए ये चेक और इस प्रकार से इनके जैसा ठुकराते हुए मन की बातें जानते मन की बातें सुनते शर्मा जी सपना देख रहे थे और तीन महीने के बाद जब वो न्यूज पेपर पढ़ते हैं तो देखते हैं उस न्यूज पेपर में उनको क्या मिलता है अरे घर के अगले बस पहले जाते थे। ये फ्रंटलाइन इतनी गंदी क्यों लिखते है, ये मर गया वो मर गया ये मारे इतने मारे गए वो छोड़ वो देखते हैं। हाँ ये देख घड़ी की एडवर्टाइज मैंने बोल रहा था ना, घड़ी कम मॉडल बड़ा है। हाँ क्या बात है, अभी तो करोड़पति बनने वाला हूँ। इंग्लिश है यार ये, उल्टा पकड़ना सीधा पकड़ना, कुछ समझा ना। क्या मारते हैं यार इन लोग सिक्सर्स ने, क्या खेलते। इंग्लिश इंप्रूव करना है ना, बॉस ने बोला है। अरे ये क्या देख रहा हूँ, अरे वो बैंक का नाम क्या था, वो जो लड़का आया था गोल्डन बैंक, गोल्डन बैंक, हाँ गोल्डन स्टार बराबर ना, अरे ये तो वही नाम है। अरे का इन्वेस्ट, इधर तो लिखा है 12,000 पीपल हैव लॉस्ट देयर मनी। अरे ये तो बैंक गया, ये डूब गया, नासिक का 12,000 लोग गए, अरे थोड़ा मर गया, कहा जा रहा है 5 लाख, अरे 5 लाख, अरे एक लाख गया समझाऊंगा, दहेज में कंपेंसेशन मिल गया, दहेज तो नहीं दिया था ससुर ने, पर उसने 3 लाख दिया था, वो कहां से लौटाऊंगा, अरे वो भी छोड़ो, पर वो दोस्त अब सोचा मुंह काला करेगा। देख इससे कहते हैं क्या करूं, मैं तो गया काम से यार, कौन सा मरवा लगाया, अरे कैसा लगाया, अरे कैसा लगाया, अरे भगवान, अरे क्या काम से, अरे हाथ अटक रहा है, अरे तुम्हें क्या तो कह रहे हैं, अरे बैंक में हो रहा है, जितने नहीं के पहले तुम भी हो रहा है। इस प्रकार से अपने मन की सुनते 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 शर्मा अपना 5 लाख रुपए बता देता है और 10,000 रुपए सेट हो जाता है। ये होता है अगर मन की बात सुनता है और खड़ा बनता है तो, और अभी देखते हैं हमारे मिस्टर शर्मा जी आप उसके काम करके थक गए है और अभी देखा मान उनके साथ क्या खेल खेलता है। रोज वही सवेरे उठो फ्रेश हो, बिना मांगे चाय भी नहीं मिलती और उसी गाड़ी में आओ 10 बार पंक्चर होती रहती क्या यार, और ऑफिस में ऑफिस में वो बॉस ये सबॉर्डिनेट भी कॉपरेट नहीं करते, और वही काम सबका काम मुझे ही करना पड़ता है। माइंड दूर हो गया रे, वही वही जिंदगी, वही वही सब, वही ऑफिस ड्यूटीज, वही चेहरे, सब बोर हो गया हूं मैं। कुछ तो भी नया चाहिए, कुछ तो भी वो क्या कहते हैं इंग्लिश में रिक्रिएटिव, वो ऐसा कुछ तो भी दे जिससे कि मुझे कुछ रिलीज मिले यार। हाँ यार खास करके इंडिया में पॉलिटिशियन की बहुत चलती है, क्या यार इनका जिंदगी रहता नहीं, इनकी जिंदगी में बहुत पैसा, कितनी सारी फेम, बहुत फेमस रहते हैं सच में यार। अरे तू सच बोला, अरे ये तो घोटाले घोटाले करते रहते हैं, जो भी प्रॉमिस देते हैं कभी कीप नहीं करते। नहीं मुझे बोर हो रहा है, ये पॉलिटिक्स रंग उधर ही इन लोगों के मुंह पे देखे नहीं जाते मुझसे, कुछ अच्छा नहीं यार जिससे कि तन और मन दोनों फ्रेश हो जाए। ये मेरा बात देख, रेसिंग ये तो अमीरों की शान है, शौक है, और ये क्रिकेट। पास है। अरे गाड़ी का मालूम है, देख क्या हमारे भाई ने, देख क्या फोटो है। क्रिकेट तो मेरी जान है, सबसे एंजॉय होना ऐसा लगता है मुझे जब भी क्रिकेट देखता हूँ। अरे वो धोनी जब धक्का मारता है तो ऐसा लगता है कि हजार पाकिस्तानियों को पहले मैच फाड़ सकते हो। देशभक्ति से मेरा और मेरा साथी भर जाता है, नेशनलिज्म पेट्रियटिज्म और कौन सा एग्जाम मेरे साथी में भर जाते हैं। याद मत दिला तुम्हारा वो सचिन शर्मा ने हैट्रिक मारा था पाकिस्तान के खिलाफ। अरे क्या नजारा था, क्या नजारा था, हाँ ऐसा लग रहा था सारे पाकिस्तान में बस मैंने अकेले में देखा है। अरे क्या तू डिस्टर्ब किया। और एक बात याद आ गई, वो जो पता है वो हैंसी करोलिया ने वो मर गया था। ये देख इधर भी लिखा है, वैसे इन लोग ना हमें येड़े में पूरा येड़े में निकालते हैं, ये मैन्युफैक्चरिंग करके चलते हैं और अपना तो नीलामी चल रही है, कैसे करो में एक एक बिगड़ा है नहीं चाहिए। सच में क्या दिखाएगा शर्मा जी, फंसा होगा बहुत ज्यादा फंसा होगा कंकड़ कहीं का। अरे क्या चिंता नहीं तुझे, माइंड योर माइंड ब्लोइंग यार। अरे देख क्या फोटो यार, इसे देख के तो मेरे सारे सपनों की रानियों की याद आ रही है। जब मैं जवान था, मतलब अभी भी हूँ, पर थोड़ा सा जवान था तो मेरा वो फेवरेट कौन सी थी, वो प्रियदर्शनी वो याद आ रही है। और इस एंगल से देख, इधर इस एंगल से देख, किरण वाली कौन, वो सुनील चावला। अरे क्या दिखती है, इधर से देख, इस एंगल से देख, वो कौन, सुष्मिता बहन, सॉरी। और सामने से एकदम भैंस वगैरह दिख रही है, अच्छा ये इधर से एंगल देखते हैं, नीचे से एकदम गोरिल्ला माकड़ तोड़ कर दिख रही है, गोरिल्ला माकड़ तोड़ कर, क्या चीज है यार। सामने से देखता हूँ, ऐश ऐश मैं सारा पैसा तेरे को दे देता है कैश, वो अभिषेक को अभिषेक करता हूँ और मुझे अभी भी लगे क्या फोन दिया यार, क्या फोन था तो फोन में उसकी जगह तो मैं अपने आप को हमेशा रिप्लेस करता हूँ औरों की जगह पे। क्या बात है यार, मैं सारी जिंदगी तुम्हारे साथी रहूं, क्या हुआ आज कुछ कहना चाहती हो, तुम्हारी आवाज में क्या हुआ। हेलो सर, नहीं सर, थैंक यू सर, गुड मॉर्निंग सर, नहीं सर नहीं सर, वो थोड़ा सा मैं बोला थोड़ा रिक्रिएशन मिल जाए, थोड़ा सा हल्का महसूस हो इसलिए मैगजीन पढ़ रहा था और थोड़ा, सॉरी सर। क्या मन के भाव में रखा मस्त बन के समाज को बहुत देर की मुझे बनी पड़ते हैं। और अभी देखता हूँ कि यह मन, यह शर्मा जी का मन जो अपने आप को बहुत अच्छा दोस्त मानता शर्मा का, कैसे शर्मा जी को चीट करता एंगर से। अभी देखते हैं किस प्रकार से शर्मा जी चीट हो रहे हैं हमारे मन से। अभी यही पैदा हुआ मेरा प्रमोशन होके, एक ना एक दिन उस बात की भी कुर्सी लूंगा मैं, और आप तो सबॉर्डिनेट भी आ गए मेरे नीचे। अब देखता हूँ, अरे क्या कुर्सी है ये, अरे केबिन है, डस्टबिन है, पूरा गंदा करके रखा है। अब्दुल चाचा, अब्दुल चाचा, शर्मा मैं फर्स्ट लगा रहा हूँ, मैं तो भाई दुबो कर रहा हूँ शर्मा, तू भी फर्स्ट लगा कर, पर ये मैं नहीं टैग जरूर लगाऊंगा मैं, आखिर बात हूँ बराबर। अब्दुल चाचा जल्दी आ गए और पानी आ गए, अब्दुल चाचा क्या कर रहे हो आप, पानी पी रहे हो पिला रहे हो क्या कर रहे हो बीच में, दूसरा बन गया जल्दी, और ग्लास धो के लाना, पानी साफ ही लाना हा? और खांसते वक्त मुंह उधर करना, क्या आदमी है।
जल्दी से मुझे बताओ कि फ्रांस चाहिए।
देखो हम पहले एक साथ कॉलेज की तरह थे, अब मैं बस बन चुका हूँ समझे, और वो चारों के जगह फोन बोला अभी आधे घंटे के अंदर टेबल पर चाहिए, लगे कौन हो और तुम्हारे साथ मना लेना समझे। शर्मा ऐसे बात मत कर, वो तो एक सुबह मत से चलते, क्या है सब गंदा करके रखा है, समझते नहीं है टाइम, टाइम का इंपॉर्टेंस। अरे पानी तो चाहिए यार, अर्जुन से पानी समझ रहे हैं फिर से वही, क्या कर रहे आप, क्या कर रहे हैं, एक तो यार कुछ भी पहुंचा नहीं है आपने, सब मुझे ही कुर्सी वगैरह सब डस्ट, ये केबिन नहीं बोला जाता इसको डस्टबिन बोला जाता है, सबको साफ किया है, ऊपर से आप सादा एक पानी देने का काम भी नहीं कर सकते, अरे क्या आदमी हो आप, अरे क्या खा रहे हो, अगर आपको काम नहीं हो रहा है वो पानी भर के जाओ, वो गिलास फेंक दो उधर, और नहीं हो रहा काम तो छोड़ देता हूँ आप, बहुत बढ़िया आपका
जाते हैं, और अगर देखते हैं शर्मा जी बातें क्या देख रही है,
सॉरी सर मुझे लगा वो अब्दुल
चाचा, आई थिंक दिस
स्ट्रीट इज नॉट वेल, हां मैं वही बात कर रहा था, मैं वही बात कर रहा था कि
प्लीज गो एंड सेट इन माय चैंबर,
क्या नहीं, मैं सोच रहा था कि प्रमोशन हो गया क्या, मैं समझ रहा हूँ
प्रमोशन हो गया,
नौकरी छोड़ दी आपने,
अभी आपने क्या किया आपको पता है,
क्या किया अभी, कर्फ्यू से उठा सर, बराबर है वो कमरा नहीं केबिन नहीं कमरा ही है जी सर, अभी वो दोबारा गंदी गंदे गंदे पानी से वो मेरे को, कुछ नहीं मैं उनको बोला कि दे दो पानी तीसरी बार पर,
वो पानी उनके घर से जाके आप दीजिए,
मतलब
अब्दुल चाचा ने छोड़ दिया नौकरी, जब से आप नहीं थे तब से वो यहाँ काम पे थे,
अरे सर पर मैं तो ऐसे ही गुस्से में थोड़ा बोल गया,
आप प्यार से उनकी सैलरी दो महीना उनके घर पहुँचाइए
जी सर,
ज्यादा ही काम करना और टेबल और कुर्सी पूछ लेना और पानी
नहीं लेता हूँ सर. थैंक यू सर. सॉरी सर.
और इस प्रकार से मन के बहिकाव में आते एंग्री होकर अब्दुल ज़ादा को झाड़ दिया जाता है और अब जो पाकिस्तान से जो काम कर रहे थे वो उनको छोड़ दिया पड़ता है. अब ये देखता है जो मन कैसे रिलीजन के द्वारा हमारे शर्मा जी को फंसाता है और उनके जीवन में और बदल जाता है. अब शर्मा जी थक के हारे भेंगे रात घर में आते हैं ऑफिस का मीटिंग खत्म करने के बाद. अब देखते हैं उनका क्या होता है.
थक गया यार मन, पर तू यार तू मेरा सच्चा दोस्त है.
अजय सुनते हो?
नो, ये फांसी गिटी पार्टी में गए लगता है यार. घर पे आते ही पानी देने के लिए भी कोई नहीं रहता है. कितने कष्ट उठाते हम यार. इतने सारे टेंशन है, पूछ मत मेरे माइंड. इंटेलिजेंस का सहारा लेता हूँ और थोड़ा बहुत अकल लगा के कमा लेता हूँ. वैसे तू भी है मेरे साथ, पर यार इकोनॉमिकल टेंशन, मेरे ये हेल्थ के प्रॉब्लम्स, घर वालों के प्रॉब्लम्स, बच्चों का पॉकेट मनी, पॉकेट छोटा मनी जाएगा और क्या क्या. और ऊपर से 13,000 की सैलरी है, उसमें से 7,000 तो बीवी ले जाती है. उसका तो शायद वो 5,000 तो खरीदारी और वो 2,000 किटी पार्टी में जाते हैं उसके. मैं तो परेशान हो गया यार. यार मेरा मन तो सच्चा दोस्त है ना मेरा. अगर तू सच्चा दोस्त है ना तो मुझे मेरे टेंशन है ना इसमें से मुझे थोड़ा सा एक ऐसा कुछ उपाय दे कि जिससे मैं सब भूल जाऊं. सच में मुझे तुमसे यही उम्मीद थी माई. रुक रहे यार, तू कुछ दे नहीं पाता है. तुझे क्या हो रहा है? और अंदर से ठंडा करती है. बराबर है. उतनी तो मेरी सैलरी भी नहीं है. सिग्नल सोचेंगे इंजरेस्ट टू हेल्थ शर्मा. इससे सारा टेंशन चल रहे हैं यार. मैंने 10 महीने से पहले तेरे पे दम आ गया. जल्दी मैं पी रहा हूँ, यह फंस रहा है. तू भी ले. ऐसा लगता है प्लेन में बैठा है ना. हल्का हल्का महसूस होता है. धुआ धुआ वो गाना लगा रहा है. धुआ धुआ क्या धुआ पतला जला दे. कहीं जली तो जली किसको जला दे. मैं तो यहाँ जलूंगा तू तो यहाँ जला दे. कुछ भी गड़बड़ है यार. वो गाना भी याद नहीं आ रहा है. क्या बात है. पकड़ माइंड. अरे ये तो 2 घंटे में खत्म हो जाती है. अरे 1/2 घंटे में खत्म हो जाएगा. सब हवा निकल जाती तो मैं नीचे आ जाता हूँ. पूरा हल्का हल्का अभी सब हेवी हेवी हो गए. देख सब फिर से याद आ रहा है. वो धुआं अंदर क्या गया तब टेंशन बाहर गया. पर धुआं बाहर गया अंदर टेंशन आ गया. अभी कुछ तो ये इससे अच्छा कुछ दे यार. कुछ तो ऐसा दे कि मैं सब कुछ सच में भूल जाऊं. जल्दी दे रहे यार. और क्या क्या होगा. जल्दी जल्दी दे.
लगता है मल्टी पर्पज है। जय जयगा स्वस्ति बीज क्या है। इससे मेरा टेंशन चले जाएंगे। अरे शर्मा मर जाऊंगा बर्बाद हो जाएगा इसको लेके। शर्मा गलती से माइक दे दिया। पीले अरे तुझे हाथ में देते मेरे को नशा चढ़ने लग गया। गुड 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 कुछ गुड एक तुम्हें मार ले। थोड़ी ज्यादा चढ़ा ले यार। या उठा रहे एक ही है गजल चसन तू लेगा। गुड चसन इसके ऊपर ये गजल एकदम नफरत बना दिया रंगीला बना दिया तूने तो यार। अरे क्या बात है वो दूसरा बना रहा है। अरे म्यूजिक बैठने लग रहे गाना बोलो क्या तो नहीं आया यार। अरे मुझे बोलो यार अभी थोड़ा शादी गाना गाना बाकी नहीं अभी मुझे लगता है अभी बहुत ज्यादा हो गई क्या। और इस प्रकार से अशोक शर्मा जी बहुत ज्यादा पहले लगते हैं और बहुत ही बुरे एडिक्शन को लग जाते हैं। और एक बार शर्मा जी फिर से काम से आ रहे हैं और शाम हो गए घर में अकेले हैं और बहुत फ्रस्ट्रेट है बहुत सारा राम से बहुत सारा काम है बहुत सारा झगड़ा है और हमें देखते हैं उनकी हालत किस प्रकार से होती है। आ गए घर में ये अभी भी नहीं है घर में पानी देने के लिए भी कोई नहीं। भाई तूने जो जो यार जो जो पैदल बोले हुए मैंने अपना के देखे आजमा के देखे तूने अलग अलग रिग्रेटिव पॉइंट दिए। सिगरेट पीने को बोला शराब सामने लाई सब लाके देखा पर यार इससे मेरे टेंशन कम नहीं हुए उल्टे हेल्थ के और माइंड के प्रॉब्लम बढ़ने लग गए। तो ऐसा कुछ कर यार तू सच में दर्शन होगा तू एक काम कर रुक ना यार तू एक काम कर ऐसा कुछ दे कि मेरे टेंशन आए नहीं मेरे पास। शर्मा इसकी मत सुन, मुझे गुस्सा होगा, हमेशा गुस्सा आ जाए, इसकी मत सुनते शर्मा। नहीं, उसको कुछ भी पैसे हाथ दे शर्मा, तुम किसके फोन में है?
इंटेलिजेंस, मुझे लगता है इसके फोन में नहीं चाहिए।
अरे तुम्हारा कैमरा नहीं आ रहा था, इसने आज मुझे पता नहीं चल रहा था, तो तुम्हारा सुपर कर क्या मन है
इसे? मैं
तू बात मत कर, तू बात मत कर बीच में।
इंटेलिजेंस, मैं अब तक तुम्हारे साथ रहूंगा, तुम्हारा ही सुनूंगा।
नहीं, आवश्यकता मौत पर हम सुन पड़ेंगे और हम मरेंगे और कल सुनेंगे। और अगर हमारे शर्मा जी ने उनके जो सच्चे दोस्त थे इंटेलिजेंस, उनसे कॉन्ग्रेचुलेशन किया, उनसे हेल्प मिला है, अभी देखते हैं उनके जीवन में कितना परिवर्तन हो रहा है। फिर से ऑफिस से जाने के लिए शर्मा जी तैयार है और अभी देखते हैं उनके साथ क्या होता है।
बोल मेरे माई,
माइंड उसको बोलता मत शर्मा, तुझे डर हो रहा है, फिर से सुबह कॉन्टेक्ट करेगा तो बहुत महंगा पड़ेगा।
देखो माई, मुझे इसकी सुनने दो, मुझे जल्दी हो रही है, मुझे जल्दी करनी पड़ेगी, अभी देरी हो रही है ऑफिस के लिए।
ऑटो
मैंने पहले ही देख लिया, वो कार भी पंक्चर है हमेशा की तरह।
अरे क्या है यार, ये ऐसा लग रहा है कि स्पीड ब्रेकर के ऊपर जा रहा है।
अरे प्लेन रास्ता यार, जरा जोर से चलो। मैं भाई हूँ, सबका भाई हूँ, चलो चलो आगे। अरे बोल रहा हूँ, जरा तभी से बात कीजिए भाई साहब, वो सामने वाली एबीसी कंपनी है ना, वहाँ पे चलो जल्दी चलो।
इस प्रकार से शर्मा जी अभी बिल्कुल पेड़ में नहीं आता है जो मन में आता था उनको, और अभी बुद्ध के सुनते तेजी काम कर रहे हैं और दर्शन हो रहे हैं, और अभी देखते हैं क्या होता है उनके साथ। क्या हुआ?
अरे यार, एक तो तू रिक्शा में बैठा है या ऊंट पे बिठा है समझ में नहीं आ रहा है, ऐसे ऐसे कर रहे हैं। ठीक है, देखते हैं, ले नहीं सकता बीच में से, ये गैप दिख रहा है ना। अच्छा बाबा, तेरे पैसे कितने हो गए? ये ले, गिन के दे रहा हूँ, ये लो, थैंक यू।
थैंक यू।
ऑफिस का टाइमिंग 10:30 बज गए, मुझे पहुंचना था 15 मिनट पहले, लगता है इन टाइम पहुंच जाऊं, 5 मिनट भी पहले पहुंच गए तो भी बहुत हो गया। बाबा आपका नाम क्या है? हाँ, तो आपके नाम से ले लो, ये 10 रुपया है। और हाँ, मुझे जल्दी है,
और शर्मा जी बहुत जल्दी ऑफिस से निकल रहे हैं और उनके बॉस वहां पर वेट कर रहे हैं। शर्मा जी कितना नाम है इसका?
गुड मॉर्निंग सर, मैं कमिन। यस सर, एक मिनट सर, नो प्रॉब्लम। नो, कितना बजा उसमें? 8:45 नहीं, 9:45 है सर। अब ज्यादा से अपने हो गए सर, एक्चुअली डिसाइड किया है कि थोड़ा इम्प्रूवमेंट करना है। थैंक यू सर। यस, कल आपने जो 4 फाइल्स दी थी ना सर, वो तो कंप्लीट हो चुकी है, एंड आई एम अबाउट टू फिनिश 5th file ऑल्सो। थैंक यू सर।
और वो शर्मा जी पहले प्रश्न पास हो जाते हैं और बास को जीत लेते हैं। अब वो देखते हैं ये जो प्रथम मन फिर से इंद्र लाने का प्रयास कर रहा है, लेकिन ये इंद्र को वापस झुकना जाता है।
Yes, sir. You need any help? No, sir. This is your sixth file also.
Lovely. Mr. Sharma, you are showing a lot of improvement nowadays.
Thank you, sir.
Very kind.
Intelligence.
I'm here.
Yes, sir.
You seem to be bewildered sometimes. You seem to be talking to yourself.
No, sir. Actually, I am reminding myself about your instructions and मेरा एक inspiration मैं आपको बाद में बताऊंगा। वो ध्यान ही दिखाई दे रहा
है।
Congratulations, sir. Congratulations to you, sir. Well done, huh? You did a great job. Yeah. Good. Yes, sir. I would have, but actually, can sir? मुझे जब कन्वीनियंस आएगा तब ले लूंगा। अभी मैं फोन पे जो काम करता हूँ सुनने का और बोलने का, वो ये मेरे 1100 से जो 1500 का है उससे भी हो जाता है सर। सो जब भी कन्वीनियंस आएगा ले लूंगा, नहीं तो इससे काम चल जाता है। और वैसे भी इतने हैंडसम जो हमारे एम्प्लॉयज है उनके पास ऐसा होना अच्छा है, आजकल की यंग जनरेशन है सर।
गुड गुड।
Excuse me, sir. I'll look into the matter. You don't worry. I'll have. Don't worry.
Please do your work.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Excuse me, sir. Do you find any difference in my English? Sir, actually, it's inspiration by my intelligence. I will manage my schedule. And I practice to listen, speak, and think in English. So this is the result. And you are also the inspiration, sir. Thank you very much for supporting me.
Yes, yes. Please carry on.
Yes, sir. Thank you. और इस जगह से बिल्कुल ही इमोशनल होते हुए सब चीजों को हमारे शर्मा जी पॉजिटिव में लेते हैं और मन की बात बिल्कुल ना सुनते हैं। और इस तरीके से बहुत से प्लेस करके जा रहे हैं और अपने जीवन में और तरक्की कर रहे हैं केवल चीजों को पलटे बताते हुए। इंटेलिजेंस, जब से तुमने मुझे साथ दिया और मैंने तुम्हारा साथ लिया, सब कुछ कैसे कंफर्टेबल स्मूथ हो रहा है। कितने सारे टेंशन गए मेरे। Oh, mind. Go. Lakshana, क्या बना रहना चाहिए? ट्रांसफॉर्म किचन का घर छोटा लगता है चार बहन के लिए। शर्मा, पैसे बर्बाद मत कर, अच्छा से बन कर और घर फ्यूचर सिक्योर बना, ज्यादा बहन मत ले।
पर उसको बहका मत, शर्मा जो स्थिति में वो ठीक है।
नहीं, आज तक मैंने अनुभव अलग ही किया, जब भी तुम्हारा सुना मुझे नुकसान ही हुआ, अब मैं इंटेलिजेंस के ही सुनूंगा, मुझे मेरा काम करने दे।
और उसी समय जिससे अपने मानते नहीं, जो फेक बैंक के रिप्रेजेंटेटिव है वहां पे आ जाते हैं और बताते हैं शर्मा जी कैसे बोल करते हैं उसके साथ।
प्लीज हैव अ सीट। Yes?
Oh, thank God. Again, so much for the talking, sir. You will be really happy if you get it, if you invest in this case, sir.
Okay.
Sir, if you invest in this case, sir, you will get maximum return and minimum risk, sir. You
okay. I got your point. Just let me know one thing.
Sharma, my brother, अपने घर के पैसे दूसरे घर पर नहीं छोड़ता है, इसका बिजनेस इसके पीछे और जरूर जरूर फंसाएगा। इसका शायद वो चुनाव देखो क्योंकि पहले उसने मर रहा है, देख रहे एक बार अच्छे से।
वही यही मैं कहना था। सो मिस्टर विपुल, मैं नो वन थिंग सर, हाउ लॉन्ग यू आर वर्किंग फॉर दिस कंपनी?
2 years।
और आप बोल रहे हैं कि ये एक साल डेढ़ साल में ही करोड़पति वगैरह बना रहा है, बहुत रेट ऑफ इंटरेस्ट है, बहुत सारी फैसिलिटीज है। तो सबसे पहले तो मैं आपको सजेस्ट करूंगा कि ये आप करो, इसमें आप इन्वेस्ट करो। यदि आप इंटेलिजेंट हो तो पहले आप इन्वेस्ट करो, मुनाफा कमाओ, सैलरी पे मत रहो। आप सैलरी पे होंगे ना, हाँ, तो वो करो। और दूसरी बात ये है कि जो आप बोल रहे हैं ना, ये बैंक का कुछ भरोसा नहीं है। और रही बात फाइनेंशियल मैनेजमेंट की, तो मेरे फाइनेंशियल एडवाइजर से मैंने अच्छे से डिस्कस करके मेरा पूरा प्लानिंग करके रखा हूं, सो प्लीज डू नॉट माइंड। पर अभी तो मुझे कोई जरूरत नहीं है। नमस्ते।
और इस प्रकार से ग्रीड को अपने शर्मा डिफेक्ट कर देते हैं और अपन मन उनको बहकाने के लिए फिर से बहुत सारे उपाय कर रहा है।
थोड़ी सी बोरियत महसूस होती है कभी कभी, कुछ रिलैक्सेशन चाहिए, माइंड आ गया।
सुन ले क्या दिखा रहा है वो, देख ले। और मैं जाएगा देखते देखते। शर्मा, ये जो राष्ट्र है ये आदमी का सबसे बड़ा शत्रु है। जो राष्ट्र इज वर्ष और आदमी को बढ़ा दे सकता है। यस, एंड अगर आपको कॉन्सेंट्रेशन बढ़ाना है तो आपसे सावधान होना पड़ेगा। सबसे पहले डिसाइड करना है तेरे रास्ता है क्या है, और तुम्हें आगे बढ़ना है तो ऐसे चीजों को बिल्कुल ध्यान दे देना है। और तुम वहां पर किसके लिए काम कर रहा है, पैसे लेके काम कर रहा है, तो ये चीजें तुम्हें यहाँ नहीं करनी चाहिए। ये मन को जो बनाएगा तो वह उसके सुनने के लिए नहीं चाहिए।
रही बात रिलैक्सेशन की, तो तुमने मुझे बताया था।
यस शर्मा, मंत्र मेडिटेशन इज द मोस्ट पावरफुल वे टू रिलैक्स योर माइंड एंड योर एग्जिस्टेंस शर्मा।
सो हैव सम मेडिटेशन एंड गेट माइसेल्फ रेस्ट।
इस प्रकार से शर्मा जी पॉजिटिव सब चीजों को लाते हैं और हमेशा जीतते हैं और आगे बढ़ते हैं। हमें देखते हैं कैसे ये मन और हमको बहकाने का प्रयास कर रहा है और कोहक करने का प्रयास कर रहा है।
इन टाइम आ गया आज भी, जब से प्रदर्शन हो गया तब से काम बढ़ गए।
नहीं, गुस्से से कुछ भी होता नहीं है, उससे लोग पड़ते हैं और हमसे पीछे जाते हैं। हमें यहाँ पे काम करना है, लोगों को मैनेज करना है यहाँ पे, और उसके लिए एडजस्टिंग नेचर होना बहुत इम्पोर्टेंट है। तो शर्मा, एडजस्ट करना चाहिए और वहां से काम करवा लो और उनके साथ लॉन्ग रिलेशनशिप लग।
अभी क्या करें,
साफ सफाई भी नहीं कर पाए, पता नहीं क्या चल रहा है। चाचा आप खांस रहे हैं, तबीयत ठीक नहीं है। क्या बात कर रहे हैं? तो एक काम कीजिए, ये पहले रख लीजिए, अब 4 दिन का छुट्टी ले लो और अगर ठीक लगे तो ही आना, और चिंता मत करना, आपको फिर से वापस यहाँ पे लिया जाएगा। आप इतने सालों से काम कर रहे हैं, आप लगे तो 15 दिन आराम करो हा? और कुछ पैसे का अगर प्रॉब्लम हो तो मुझे पूछ लेना, ओके? हेलो, तू चुप नहीं चाहिए लिली, वो अब्दुल चाचा के जो 4 दिन के सैंक्शन कराने वाली, हाँ डॉक्टर, थैंक यू।
और इस प्रकार से हमारे विश्व शर्मा जी लोगों को बहुत अच्छा मैनेज करते हैं, और अगर बॉस आते हैं और देखते हैं कितने खुश होते हैं तो हमारे शर्मा जी के बिहेवियर से।
ओ गुड आफ्टरनून सर, हाउ आर यू सर, एनीथिंग फॉर मी सर, आई डोंट फाइंड, यस सर।
Inspiring.
Thank you, sir.
What you did right now with Mr. Abdul, that was really heart-touching and inspiring.
Okay, sir. Actually, I have learned many things from our culture and the seniors from you.
In fact, I've been watching that you created a sort of friendliness and a very different atmosphere with Abdul, both of us.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you very much.
Hello. Good day.
Yes, sir. देखा कैसे बदल जाता है मन।
और अभी देखा कैसे सामना करते हमारे शर्मा जी इल्यूजन से जो ट्रिक्स यूज कर रहा है माइंड।
कितने सारे टेंशन है, ऐसा लगता है कि सारे टेंशन दूर हो जाए। तो और मैं कुछ कुछ क्या क्या बोल रहा है पता है, पर मैं अभी सिर्फ इंटेलिजेंस की सुनूंगा। क्या है तेरे पास, कुछ बोलना चाहता है तू जल्दी?
इंटेलिजेंस की बात सुन मैं, अब उन्हें डिफेक्ट करने का बोल, उसके साथ क्या होता अगर ये दिया तो क्या होगा? पहले से कि आता है खुदा के पास शर्मा, उसको मत पी।
ये जो दे रहा है ना तो इट्स इंजुरीज टू हेल्थ, वो रख बाजू में, कुछ अच्छा है तो दे, बराबर है? वो दूर रख, समझ गया ना, इसके पास दूसरा कुछ नहीं।
ला अंदर ला, ला ला शर्मा, तो क्या है इसमें, क्या होता है? बहुत अच्छा होता है,
वेल डन माइंड। अगर तेरे पास क्वेश्चन होगा तो एक ही दे फाइनल, तू जो बोलता है ना हमेशा कि मैं तुझे ऐसी चीज दूंगा कि सारे टेंशन मिट जाएंगे, वो तो ट्राई करके देख ले। वो महंगा पड़ा पड़ता है घोड़ा नहीं,
दिखाओ दिखाओ।
इंटेलिजेंस अब मैं तुम्हारे हवाले हूँ,
आ जाओ माइंड, इसको डालते हैं अंदर,
थैंक यू वेरी मच, यू आर माई गर्ल फ्रेंड. अगर हम साथ में रहेंगे तो ये भी हमारे कंट्रोल में रहेगा और हम हमारी जिंदगी का अच्छे तरह से जान बदल देंगे.
Hare Krishna. So, hopefully you had a nice enjoyable session of this skit and drama. We should definitely thank this wonderful team of players by a big round of applause by clapping for them. And definitely they did a very wonderful job in trying to unleash what is within us in regards to how we also, if you all agree with me, we also are faced with these kind of confrontation of the mind and intelligence in regards to lust, greed, pride, envy, illusion. So we see that in dealing with the stress, we have to deal with our mind, and not just mind which is very simple and innocent. We are dealing with this mind which is uncontrolled, this mind which is contaminated, polluted, this mind which is just dragging all the time into unmentionable activities. And this was just a sample of just one Mr. Sharma. And there are so many samples like this which are taking place practically at every moment in so many people's lives. So here in, we are going ahead with our presentation in which it said that when the mind and the intelligence, when they have a dialogue, one has to focus. Just like over here you see that mind was something which was trying to give us not a solution but a temptation. Therefore, whenever mind presents something, we have to see whether it's a kind of a solution for me or it's just what we call it as enjoyment. So whenever mind presents, it's just that temporary temptation and enjoyment and agitation. But we have to look for that ultimate real happiness, and that is when we have to look into the intelligence. And therefore, as mental dialogues continue, it is said that if mind is stronger and if mind wins, then fear grips us. If intelligence is stronger and if intelligence wins, then we achieve confidence. So this is the difference between fear and confidence, in which it's just the difference between whether we give in to the mind or whether we hear the warning of the intelligence. To again just make you remind that the mind gives us all the feelings and temptations, whereas the intelligence warns us and presents something which is beneficial. So therefore, we have the power to choose. And when we are talking about the power to choose, herein again we go into the action and reaction syndrome. And if you remember, in between that, we are talking about conditioning. But conditioning is, can be overcome by intelligence, which is guided by the soul, which is to be in connection with the super soul. And therefore, we have to take responsibility of our life. And in terms of responsibility, there are two circles in our life. One is the circle of no control. As you see, there are certain factors in our life which are beyond our control, like the color of our skin, location of birth, the choice of our parents, weather, our past mistakes, maybe World Cup finals. So this might be things which we live in a circle which is beyond our control. But inside that, there is a circle of control. So we can always put ourselves in a situation trying to examine which particular circle I am influenced by. And the circle of control is characterized by our choices, responses and attitudes. And what choices we make will decide how we will respond. Because if you break the word responsibility, if you break it, ability to respond, that's what it is. Responsibility means our ability to respond. And our ability to respond will depend on what choices we make in our life, which will ultimately decide our attitudes, and our attitudes will decide what actions we perform. So these are the two kinds of people which we see, and many times in our own state we see. There is the reactive person and there is the proactive person. A reactive person is that person who reacts after a certain situation when he could have proactively avoided that particular circumstance. So many times we get into a problematic situation because we didn't take proactive steps. So a reactive person is like, you know, a soda bottle. If you take a soda bottle and shake it, what do you find? All that fizz comes out, you know, the bubbling thing. And a proactive person is like pure Bisleri water. No matter how much you shake a Bisleri water, it's not going to fizz out and come out. So many times, we find that in our consciousness also, when there are certain stressful situations, we, because of not being proactive, because of being reactive, we like that soda, you know, bottle out, or fizzle out. So therefore, we have to take proper responsibility of our life. And therefore, this is what we have to ask. Whether I am in the circle of control or whether I am in the circle of no control. And that is, what can I do? What is in my hands? What is in my power? And the circle of no control generally leads to blaming, worrying, mourning. So people who are into that circle, they ride on the BMW, as they say. Blaming, mourning and running. And here is a very interesting example which is given in our Upanishads. This is the human chariot. The human chariot which comprises of these five horses, which are compared to the five senses we discussed. And if you want that this chariot should ply smoothly, the horses should go in one direction. And if you want that the horses should go in one direction, the reins, the lagam, that has to be properly controlled. So that is compared to the mind. You see in this picture, the mind is compared to the lagam of this chariot. And intelligence is compared to the chariot driver. So the chariot driver should know how to hold and control the horses using the reins. And of course the soul is the passenger who is sitting in this particular chariot. So here in with this beautiful example, what we understand is any stressful situation which leads us into physical, mental and behavioral symptoms, it begins with when intelligence doesn't take over the mind, as we saw in this wonderful play. And therefore, how to make the intelligence strong? That is the million-dollar question. We came to know that intelligence has to overpower the mind. How to make the intelligence strong now? And we have two different solutions to make the intelligence strong. The first is, we have to focus on a proper, bona fide, systematized goal. Focusing on a goal, and secondly, having some kind of meditation going on in our life. Let's go further. It is said that we have to begin on a micro level. Small, incremental changes when we bring about in our life. Just like in the life of Mr. Sharma, we saw that he was making small, incremental changes when he was taking shelter of the intelligence. So when we are taking shelter of the intelligence, and in order to fortify the intelligence, we have to begin with small changes. Many times we think that can't change the world, then what is the use of me doing anything better now? We might not be able to change the world. Like, you know, there is one couplet which says that a man, he was thinking of changing this world, and he realized that this world is too big for me to change. Let's start with my own country. Then he realized this country is even too big. Let's start with my own state. Even the state is too big. Let's start with my own family. And then he realized, I have to begin with myself. So we have to begin with ourselves. And when we begin with ourselves, we'll bring about change in the people around us. And that's how we have to fortify the intelligence with small incremental changes. In regards to goal, as we took the first remedy to strengthen our intelligence, intelligence should be occupied by giving it a proper goal. When intelligence has a proper goal to focus upon, then mind cannot deter the intelligence. And that is called, when intelligence is undeterred, that is called determination. If you look into this word determination, termination is also a word in this. So, that which cannot be terminated by any reason, any place, circumstance, that's called determination. So, as far as goal is concerned, two things we encounter when we try to accomplish a certain bona fide goal. Struggle and vision. And in regards to vision, it is further subdivided into the long term and the short term. So even when we are envisioning our goal in front of us, we have to focus on the short term goals also, which will lead us into the long term goal. And a very beautiful example in this regard, the football game. Imagine a football game without a goal post. What is the use of simply kicking that ball if there is no goal post? Again, you know, it's very symbolic. It's called goal. It's called the goal post. So if people are coming together and, you know, working, but if they do not have any goal, say an individual, a family, a society or a nation, it's like football players coming together and just kicking that ball without having any goal post. Again, if we go further into this example of the football game, we just saw that to get our vision accomplished, there is the short term and there is a long term. Now in a game of football, I guess many of you in your childhood, you must have played football and you must be knowing the basic rules of this game, that the player, he has to dribble the ball and he has to take the ball into the opponent's goalpost. So now, the football field is so big, and you know, from one corner of the field, he has to take the ball to the other corner to put in the goalpost, opponent's goalpost. Now what do you find when a football player is dribbling? He's focusing on the ball. He's focusing on the ball which is right there in front of him. But his one eye is focusing on the goalpost. So herein we can see that how he strikes a balance between how much to focus right now on the ball and how much to focus on the goalpost also. If somebody who is not an expert football player, if he thinks that the ball has to be put in that goalpost, so why I should focus on this? I should focus on just the goalpost. So he simply keeps looking at the goalpost. He will lose the ball over there below him. And if he thinks, I have to focus just on the ball, and he loses, where are you taking the ball? So similarly, dribbling with the ball is the struggle, but the vision which the player has should always be well balanced. So similarly, we may be struggling with the short term goals in our life, achieving some short-term targets, but we should not lose our eyes, our vision of the long term goal. Imagine you have to go from Nasik to Delhi and you have to catch a train. You have a train say in the evening and you have left your home 6 o'clock train and you left your home 5 o'clock and you find a traffic. A heavy traffic you find. So your long term goal is to reach Delhi, but now your short term goal, what is it? To reach the station. That is the short term goal. So if somebody stops you and asks you, where are you going? You will not say, I am going to Delhi. You will say, I am going to station. So if somebody who may not know your long term goal will think that, why such a hue and cry just going to the station? Because he is not aware of your long term goal. And if we are not aware of the long term goal, somehow we reach Nasik Road station. We reach in time. But if the train leaves in front of our eyes and somebody is asking, why did you come here? Oh, I forgot that I am supposed to board this train. So people, they are so much carried by that short term goal that they miss the train. So similarly, we have to have proper balance in our vision to achieve the goal in regards to the short term and the long term. And this is a perfect analysis in which it's called the personal SWOT analysis, wherein it is divided into four, our past and our future. So herein you see, as far as the past is concerned, our past was full of our strengths and also our weaknesses. But as far as the future might store for us opportunities and also threats. So future might have opportunities as well as threats. Now depending on what we use from our past, whether we use our strength from the past or whether we simply focus on our weaknesses, will depend whether our future will be full of threats or whether our future will be full of opportunities. Again, it's the way we approach. So, I give this example that, you know, our life is like, driving a car. When you drive a car, you have the big windshield through which you have to see ahead. And you have the rear view mirror. From the rear view mirror, you have to look at the back, which means looking in the past. So see the proportion. The proportion of the rear view mirror is it's only this big. As against the front windshield which is so big. Which means you have to look ahead more than just lament for the past. Now that is not enough. There is a twist to this. If you keep looking ahead, and even if you make use of the rear view mirror to look behind at which cars and other things are coming, but if you forget to focus on the steering wheel, which is the most important, and that is the present. Focusing on the steering wheel is the present. So we have to properly seek lessons from the past, look ahead sufficiently in the future, while we are properly situated in the present. And therefore there is a saying which says, past was history, future is a mystery. Therefore God has given us this gift which is called present. And therefore gift and present, they act synonymously. So therefore we have to focus on our present and understand whether I am spoiling my future or whether I am wasting this present by lamenting of the past. So this is the thought analysis we have to do. Coming to meditation. Now meditation is something which sometimes people think, what is its connection? What meditation has to do with what I am trying to achieve? So therefore, how it helps? Let's look at this. What meditation does is, that it gives us a totally new picture of our life. and we'll be involving you in a small little meditative exercise. First of all, let's begin with this one exercise. Might be a common one. Many of you might have done this before. You see 9 dots here. So, a small little exercise for you that you have to join these 9 dots using only 4 lines without lifting your pen. So, you can draw these 9 dots on your notepad and you have to try to join these 9 dots using only 4 lines without lifting your pen. It's something which is very simple but a little uncommon. You understood the conditions? You have to join the 9 dots without lifting your pen but only using 4 lines. Huh? How many of you could do? Huh? Lines, I'm saying lines. How can you turn a line? Line has to be straight. Line has to be straight. If it's turning, it's a curve then. Huh? Okay, I'll show you. Only 4 lines. We have the solution here. We have? Let me see.
Should we start it from the center?
No, but this is the 5th line then.
Which one?
You have to use only 4 lines. No. This is the 5th line. If you start from here, you know.
Starting from here.
Huh? No, this is not a line then. You have already terminated that line. Okay, I'll show you. This is called the paradigm shift. I'm giving you a hint. Okay, okay. We give you 2 more minutes. Done with it? We have given you a hint. You have to shift your paradigm. I'm not able to figure out. There are so many lines here. Like this, going where? Which one? This one or this one? Okay. Yeah, something close. Yes. So, are you all ready for the answer? Yes. Again, now, we have the 9 dots. How you do it, the first line goes out of the 9 dots periphery. It has to go out of the periphery, the first line. The condition was, it has to be 4 line. And it was not said that you cannot go out of the periphery of the 9 dots. So you have to go out of these 9 dots. This is the second line. This is the third. This is the fourth. Now you can try it again. This is how you do. What is the lesson we learn now? Are we just, having some exercise for the sake of? What do we learn from this session? What are the lessons? Yes, what meditation helps us to do is, it takes us outside of our paradigm. Like we were talking about the mental set paradigms which we have for us. So what it does is, it helps us take out of even our mind and physicality. And that is what we have to do. Just like in this exercise, you have to go out of the periphery of the 9 dots in order to make that happen. So that is what meditation does. And therefore it is said, accept and love God as the foundation of one's life. Because with that, we are going so far beyond, transcending all the, you know, trivial problems of this world. Like there was this king Harshavardhan, and he met with a saint and he asked that, I am surrounded, engulfed, so many problems. Can you just guide me how to come out of those problems? And the saint, he was sitting, meditating on the banks of a river. And he told King Harshavardhan that, you see, there are so many pebbles strewn on the shore of this river. Pick one pebble and come over here. So he goes, picks up one pebble, and the saint tells him, now hold that pebble as close as possible to your eyes. He does that. And the saint is asking, what do you see? And the king says, I can't see anything. I can just see this huge mountainous kind of thing. Although it's a pebble, but it looks like a huge stone in front of me. Now the saint said to him, now throw that pebble back. So he did it, and the saint asked, can you locate it now? Where it went? Amidst all those other pebbles, you could even locate. So the king said, but what did you mean by that? The saint said, your problem is as insignificant as that small pebble. But when you take it so close to your eyes, it seems to be so big. Which means, your vision is blocked when you view your insignificant problems with that closeness. But when you step out of that, and then when you look at all those pebbles are so many, and all of them are insignificant in their size when you look at it from here. So similarly, when we accept and love God in our life, we are transcending our consciousness so high above that stress, physical symptoms, mental symptoms, rage, all these kind of things, they are like small little pebbles strewn on the shore of that river. And therefore, what is the motivation for our work is something which is very much important, which decides who we are, what we are. Are we just loving to perform that particular work, or is it something, some ulterior motives? If there are ulterior motives, definitely it results in so many different problems, as expectations we talked about. So the A, B, C. First is association. Now when we talk about association, we are talking about a kind of association which should be uplifting. Now we see that generally when people associate with each other, that association is competitive. And it is trying to step over others, as we were discussing, unhealthy competition. At this point of time, we'll just have a small little game. And do we have that table around here? I want two gentlemen to come over here. Any two people can volunteer to come? Okay. So, one of you. And another one? Don't worry. We won't ask you to perform a skit or a drama. It's something very simple. Anyone would like to volunteer? We'll be having a small competition now. And it's a competition of arm wrestling. You know arm wrestling?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have some prizes also for you in case who wins. Wow. Feeling hungry? These are some biscuits. Don't worry. Okay. Like this. Yeah, just leave it like this. So now, you on this side, you on this side. You have to show your prowess now. Who is stronger? You know arm wrestling?
Yes.
Punjab? पंजा वाला ना. सो आई हैव सम प्राइजेस फॉर हूएवर विंस द नंबर ऑफ टाइम्स. कैन यू जस्ट गिव मी मोर पैकेट्स. सो यू गेट 1 minute. And if you in 1 minute, the number of times you win, you'll get the number of packets and same for you. So in 1 minute, let's see how many times each of them wins. So get set. Get ready? Yeah. And I'll let you know your time starts now. Okay, you won it. Still, the minute is on. Okay, wow. You got that. Yes, your minute is still on. Okay. Your minute is over. Okay. So now, okay, thank you all. Give a round of applause to both of them. Oh, you take your prizes. Take your prizes.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, I want that, Mr. Dangri, can you, yeah. Can you bring the other package? Don't worry, you will be the referee now. You have to hold and we will have another arm wrestling match. And in this arm wrestling match, the conditions are the same. What are the conditions? 1 minute and the number of times whoever wins will get the packets. So now I would like to do this arm wrestling. Huh? Okay? Like to come? Okay. So you can set the time for us. You only have three. So what do we learn from this? We learn that when we are talking about uplifting association, we are talking about association. Mind, this was, you could call it match fixing. But if you look at it from the positive sense, that what do we learn is that many times that competition which we are into is a competition which is many times degrading. But over here, when we have a mutual understanding, when we have a mutual understanding that what is it called in the new age language? Win-win. It's called the win-win situation. You win, I win. Both of us win. Not that I win, you lose. So therefore, in our association also, it has to be uplifting association. And if you would have, you know, you just felt might be that when this was going on, there was no stress and tension involved. Because I was allowing him to win as he was allowing me to win. So many times, the stress is because of nobody else is allowing to win the other person. And you see the friction, the tension which is created. And this is just a small little exercise with which we saw that if two people come together and they have the mutual understanding, how much of harmony, and even from the point of view of remuneration, we both got more. we both got more than anyone else would. So again, our association should be uplifting. Then there should be proper discrimination between the body and the soul, and that discrimination should lead into how to balance between what to do for the body and what to do for the soul. When there is imbalance, then you find that people, they land up in problematic situations. And chanting the names of God, this is something which is very, very important. When we are chanting the names of God, we are connecting our mind and our intelligence, everything, our senses, to not just some syllables. We are connecting it to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is non-different than His name. And therefore, chanting the God's name is considered to be like the heart capital. We try to have capital investments. So the investment, the capital investment for the heart, which means that we are dealing with the faculties of the mind and the heart in regards to stress. We are connecting it to someone so pure as God. So when we connect it to someone so pure as God, what is the heart capital we are talking about? It is that the more things change, the more we need to embrace things that do not change. Be in this world but not of this world. Build personal character strength. Superficiality leads nowhere. And therefore the human fulfillment, the fundamentals are synergy and balance between physical, mental, social and spiritual needs. To live, to love, to learn and to leave a legacy. Any of these needs unmet can become a black hole that devours our energy and attention and leads us into that urgency addiction, which leads us into stressful situations, so on and so forth. And therefore, how do we satisfy these needs and still manage to live a quality life? It is said mind is like an acre of land. You have to care for it like a farmer does for better result. Fill it with ideas, fill it with inspirational readings, fertilize it with visits to experienced people, pesticide it to prevent it becoming stagnant. It's a cultivation. So we are talking about not just, you know, dealing with this mind by beating it black and blue, but we are dealing with this mind by cultivating it like a farmer does. That is how the mind has to be dealt, using the meditation, which we are trying to connect it using our intelligence. Therefore, the real question should be, why are we unhappy when we do not want to be unhappy? This is the question which only a human being can ask. If you put an animal and encage it, the animal doesn't have the facility to ask this question, why did you put me in the cage? But if you take a human being and encage a human being, put him in prison, immediately the human being will ask the first question, why? So similarly, we should be asking these real questions. What is the purpose of our existence? What is the purpose of birth, old age, disease and death? When I do not want them, why should I have to encounter them? Is there a life beyond this life? Who is God then? If there is a creator and if he is called God, who is he? Who am I? And how can I be really happy? These are the real questions which we should not simply ask, but we should seek answers desperately. And not just seek answers, but when we get the answers, live a life based on them. And therefore it is said, we are not human beings with a spiritual experience, we are spiritual beings with a human experience. And at this point of time, we'll have a mind relaxation exercise for all of you. Should we go ahead or are you all tired? So this exercise is definitely would help you a lot in regards to what I want is that all of you switch off your mobile phones for another 15 minutes. Switch it off completely don't put it even on the vibrator mode. Switch it off completely, because then you'll get the full effect of what we are trying to acquire through this. And you have to focus on, this is kind of a dictation to our mind which we'll be hearing now. It's a dictation which will lead us into tranquility and of a kind of a trance, in which you have to focus on what this person is speaking. So you have to be, don't go to sleep. Mind that, don't go to sleep generally when such kind of things are played, and we have to close our eyes, and you know, it's a little dark here, and we have already gone through the whole day of so many different activities and sessions. So please avoid going to sleep. But what you have to do in turn is you have to focus on the sound vibration of this person who will be speaking to you and who will be guiding you. It is in English and a little American English, because it's a professional recording. So it's an American who is guiding someone's mind. And then we will focus on the dictations of this person, try to hear that, and just follow the dictation of this person. So all of you, again, sit upright, and all of you, again, adopt this Gyan Mudra. This is called Gyan Mudra, and place your wrist on your knees, sit upright, close your eyes, mind, please not go to sleep, and